The Ashby Royal Canadian Legion Sergeant at Arms says this month marks a major milestone for a community hub acknowledging soldiers and veterans. The Royal Canadian Legion is celebrating its 100th anniversary. David Ritchie says the longevity is the result of tradition on many levels. He explains men removing their hats when entering a Legion is non-negotiable, regardless if it's for a Remembrance Day ceremony, a wedding reception, or even karaoke.
That can be a bit of a touchy subject, but yeah. A lot of younger people who don't understand the importance of paying the respect of taking the hats off. I know in my Legion and many others in the Cape Breton area, when you come in, you remove your hat. In my opinion, when you go back to days of past, when gentlemen pass by a lady, they remove their hat in respect as a gesture of good faith sort of thing. Carry that over to today's version of it. When you enter a Legion, in respect to those who put their lives on the line and for those who did not come back, it's a sign of respect that you remove your hats to recognize what they have done, sort of thing. Many years ago, when you look at it, when you went into church, gentlemen automatically removed their hats, and the ladies didn't. Pretty much still the same thing today. If a lady comes in all dressed up and she's there for an event, and if she's wearing headdress, then that's fine. It's not something that's frowned down upon, sort of thing. However, a gentleman should, and in a lot of legions in the area, they should remove their hats. It's a requirement. So,
have you ever had to ask someone to remove their hat at a legion?
Quite often.
How does that go for you?
Goes over rather well. They understand it. It catches more flies with sugar, sort of thing. So it depends on how you put it across. I know when I have had to speak to people, and probably I don't have to, but I am a veteran. I'm not a combat veteran, but I am a veteran. So I'm very easy to glide up to people and say, "You do me a favor, this is the Legion. Could you take your hat off, please, sir?" And very quickly, it's like they're in the shopping center sort of thing and say, "Oh, my God, I didn't know," and they take it off. Only one or two people have ever questioned me on it, so that's not bad out of 30-some years.
However, Ritchie says rules have changed and Legions now welcome non-military members because the numbers of people who served declines.
I don't have a problem with it. I have a... there are people who are very proud to be descendants of military personnel. Those people are what we know as associate members. They don't serve, but they have somebody in their family who did. We're seeing an increase in what we call affiliate voting members, who are people who have absolutely no lineage to anybody who has served, but they're there to help our veterans. Veterans are kind of few and far between now, but those are the three categories at any rate, and we need them all. Take care of our veterans.
The Royal Canadian Legion was formed after the First World War when soldiers coming home needed support and the company of people who could relate to the horrors of combat.
They did at one point in time, the original version of the Legion, as I understand it, was a place for veterans to go and gather where other veterans who have served and been through what they have been through. today's version of the Legion, as far as I'm concerned, and I could be wrong, our main goal is to make sure that our veterans and their dependents are taken care of. That's what we're there for. It's not only the veterans of the past, and there's been many. It also includes the veterans of present day.
Meanwhile, Ritchie wonders what the next 100 years will look like for the Royal Canadian Legion.
It depends on the areas. And I can only speak for here in Nova Scotia from the Legions that I have dealt with. Veterans are still a very, very, very important thing to the people of Nova Scotia. So you get to your larger cities or, you know, your larger areas. I don't think that you're going to see them all disappear from, like, from the Sydney area. But the smaller outlying areas, you may see a decline in the membership sort of thing. I'm hoping not. Even our veterans of today, we've lost 160 over in Afghanistan. You know, these guys, these families also need to be taken care of. So I'm hoping to God that they don't lose the sight of what the Legion is about.
We just heard from the Ashby Royal Canadian Legion Sergeant at Arms, David Ritchie, speaking about the 100th anniversary of the Royal Canadian Legion. Canada Post is marking the event with a new stamp, and the Royal Canadian Mint has issued limited edition silver and gold coins commemorating the Legion's past, present, and future. For the Local Journalism Initiative, Bill McCush, Coast Radio News.